Continuing along in Meseches Brachos, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Gimel. Beishamay Oimrim, Be'erev Kol Odom Yatu V'yikru. At nighttime, a person is reciting Kriya Shema. You should lean over on your side and read it. Uva'boiker Yamdu, and when you're reciting Kriya Shema Shel Shachris, you should stand. Shenemar Uvishach V'cho Uvkumecha. Beishamay understands Uvishach V'cho Uvkumecha in the Pasuk is referring to the way, the manner in which a person is physically standing or sitting when reciting Kriya Shema. Uvishach V'cho is referring to Kriya Shema Shel Arvis, and therefore you should be lying on your side. Uvkumecha, referring to Kriya Shema Shel Shachris, therefore you should be standing. Uveis Hil Oimrim, no. Kol Adam Kari Kedarka, a person could read Kriya Shema however he wants. Midaraisa, you could be lying down, you could be sitting up. Of course, the Poskim do say that a person should not lie down when reciting Kriya Shema, but that's just a din midarabanan and of kavod. But Midaraisa, Beis Hillel says, a person could recite Kriya Shema in any which way he prefer. After all, Shenemar Velech Techavad. It says you could even do it while you're on the road. Im Kain, says the Mishnah, Beis Hillel really maintains that a person's allowed to recite Kriya Shema standing or sitting, regardless of whether it's Kriya Shema Shel Shachris or Kriya Shema Shel Arvis. Lama Nemar B'Shach Lev Kumecha. What's B'Shach Lev Kumecha referring to? Says the Mishnah, Beis Hillel holds B'Shosh B'nei Adam Sheikhvin U'B'Shosh B'nei Adam Oindim. It's not referring to the posture in which a person's reciting Kriya Shema, rather the time in which a person's reciting Kriya Shema. B'Shach Lev, the time that a person's either going to sleep or sleeping, depending on the machlokes that we had in earlier Mishnayos. Uvgumecha, the time in which a person's either getting up or if a person is up. So, the machlokes Beis Hillel says it's referring to the way in which a person is physically either standing or sitting. And Beis Hillel, as we paskin, says, no, B'shach Uvgumecha is referring to the time of day. Amar Rebbe Tarfon, Ani Hayisi Vaderech, I was walking along the way on the path, V'hitesi Likros, and I lay down, I decided to be Machmer like Beis Hillel. After all, Beis Hillel says you lie down. Beis Hillel doesn't say you can't lie down, it says you could do however you want. So therefore, I figure it may as well be Machmer like Beis Hillel. I ended up putting myself in danger, and a group of bandits came to attack me. Amrulo, they said to him, the chacham of the time, you deserved what you got, and you're lucky the Rabbeinu Shalom saved you, because it would have been your problem. You should not have been lying down, because we paskin like Beis Hillel. Who gave you the right to go like Beis Shammai? Now, this is a fascinating Mishnah, because we know that in Klal Yisrael, there are all sorts of chumras. Klal Yisrael, different factions of Klal Yisrael are machmir, others are more mekilim, and all different types of issues. The question is there any downside to being machmir, or is being machmir always a maila? So from this Mishnah, it would appear that there could be a downside in being machmir. Again, we don't have the time to go through when it's appropriate to be machmir, when it's not appropriate, but there is a concept, and perhaps that is the concept of Rav Tarfon in our Mishnah, of kol ha-potter midavar ve'oisei. The Yerushalmi says, a person who does something even though he is potter from doing it. He's lying down during Kriya Shema even though he's not chayiv to lie down, because we paskin like Beis Hillel, nikra hedyo. That's not something commendable. That's not something that we advocate. That's an unnecessary chumrah, and therefore nikra hedyo. The trick, of course, is to figure out when is it an unnecessary chumrah and when is it a valuable chumrah. In fact, the Marshal says, I believe it's quoted in Shulchan Aruch and Pesachei Tshuva, that a person decides, even though something is batal, I'm going to be machmer, I'm not going to eat it. Marshal says, who gave you the right to be machmer? You're a kofer. The Torah says, achrei rabu mahatos, you don't believe the Torah, you're going to be more machmer than the Torah, you have no right to do it. So that notion that sometimes a chumrah could be looked at as something which is not positive, but rather something which is negative, that comes from this Mishnah where Reb Tarfon says, they told Reb Tarfon, you should not have been machmer like Beis Shammai, even though Beis Hillel doesn't make a difference to Beis Hillel. You're allowed to lie down according to Beis Hillel, but since you're going out of your way to be machmer like Beis Shammai, and we don't paskin like Beis Shammai, that is considered to be inappropriate. Continues the Mishnayis, Mishnah Dalet. B'shachar mivarach shtayim lefaneh. Kriya Shema Shel Shachris, you have two brachas before it. You have the bracha of Yotzer Or and Avarabar Avas Oilam. V'achas lecharea, and one bracha after it. That's the bracha, of course, in Emes V'yatziv. Uba Erev and Kriyash Mashal Arvis, Shtayim lefanea. You have two brachas before it. You have Mariv Aravim and Ahavas Oilam. And you have Shtayim acharea. You don't only have Emes V'muno, you also have Hashkivenu. Now, Hashkivenu and Emes V'muno are very different. Says the Mishnah, Achas Aruka V'achas Kitzara. Going back on Shtayim Lifaneha. So we know Yotzer Or is a bracha aruka. It begins with Baruch and it ends with Baruch Yotzer HaMe'oris. As opposed to the second one, Avaraba or Avas Olam doesn't begin with Baruch, it just ends with Baruch. Therefore, that's what we call a bracha kitzara. A bracha aruka begins with Baruch and ends with Baruch. A bracha kitzara just ends or begins with Baruch. Malkum Sha'amru Laharach, in a place where they told you to make a bracha aruka, in a Rashai Lakatzer, you're not allowed to make a bracha kitzara. Lakatzer, in a place where they told you to make a bracha kitzara, they said either begin it with bracha, with Baruch, or end it with a baruch, but don't do both. Ein rashai laharach. You're not allowed to make a bracha arucha. Lachtoim, a place where they told you, I want you to sign off with a bracha. Finish the bracha with baruch ata Hashem yoytzer hameiris. Ein rashai shaloi lachtoim. You can't skip that part. V'shaloi lachtoim. Ein rashai lachtoim. And if they said that the bracha should be made without a chasima, so then you have no right to make a chasima. If the bracha is bayir priya eight, so the bracha is a brachas hamitzvah. So of course you'd say baruch ata Hashem bayir priya ekein melcholam bayir priya eight. So you have no right to make a chsima. If they said bracha arucha, it's dafka bracha arucha. If they said bracha ktsara, it's dafka bracha ktsara. If they said no chsima, that means no chsima. If they said chsima, of course you have to do with a chsima. I wish you all a good day.